how I became a Muslim is something I can talk about. Why I became a Muslim is something completely different. But it all started the first night. I didn't know anything about Muslims or Islam. I didn't had no clue that they even existed until I watched the movie Malcolm X, which came out around about, I think it was 92 it came out, and I think I watched it 13, 14 years old, something like that, and it sort of like just stuck into my head for some reason. And I watched it the first time around, but I was too young to understand it, and then a few years later it came out again. So, and I made a point to watch it. I just really wanted, I remember it being advertised, I really wanted to watch it. So I was actually going out, there was a function, a family function, we had to go somewhere, and I actually cut it short to go home to make sure that I watched this. I just really wanted to watch it.
What's funny is I'm actually just downloaded Malcolm X, his biography.
Okay.
So, hands it up.
Yeah, that's a good read. That's a very good read. But, after that, it wasn't a direct influence. It was just something that once I'd seen it, it did resonate within me, and I kept it for quite a while. It was, towards the back end of 96, I started to get a real passion for it and really wanted to go further with it. Really, I don't know, there's something inside me that wanted to go with that side of things. Obviously, anybody who knows anything about the Nation of Islam will know that it's absolutely nothing to do with Islam itself. But I weren't to know that. I thought Islam, that was Islam. That's the only thing, the only reference I had. So I started to get a little bit more into it, and in the thought process, not in actual physical research or anything like that, because there wasn't any, there was nothing available.
Just for the audience, in terms, obviously, Malcolm X resonated you, but in terms of your background, what's your
background? Yeah, so I'm a mixed race background of different nationalities, but I always associated myself with the African side or West Indian side, which is my father's side, and I have a large family. And although there's mixture along the board, I always associated myself with that side. So obviously, in terms of roots, you want to learn more about that. And so that's probably why it clicked. It all clicked in the first place, to be fair. So once I started to get interested in all this sort of thing, I in January of 97. Well, before then, when I'm getting interested in, I started giving up certain things. So, you know, I mean, I never smoked anyway, but like alcohol and pork and all these types of things, because that was in the movie that you shouldn't do all these things. And so I gave it up way before. And then one day because my father and mother were separate, were divorced, so I used to live with my mother, but the school that I went to was in the same village as where my dad lived, so what I used to do is travel to my dad's house, see him for a bit, and then go to school. So one morning I travelled to my dad's house, and he always used to have the news on, always, in the morning before he went to work, and there was a news clip about a new mosque opening. I can't remember where it was. I think it was either Birmingham or Bradford, probably Bradford, because there's more mosques than houses in Bradford. So there was a new mosque, and what it showed, it was a really good clip, because what it showed was they had this Muslim girl talking for a few seconds about what it means to be a Muslim. I can't remember what she said. But what it did show also, it showed a nightclub in the evening, music and blah, blah, blah. And then it showed a masjid in the evening, you know, serenity.
Next door to each other?
No, two clips.
Okay.
So a clip of a nightclub and what goes off at night there, and a clip of a masjid and what goes off there. So it's like a difference between what we would call chaos and and then serenity and peace and things like that. And that was a really good clip. And I was sat there and just overcome with, I have to become a Muslim. Just from that, sat there. I did, you know. And so that day, I went to school, but I had, because I was in the sixth form, so I had a free period, the first. So I went and got my registration and came straight back to my dad's house to look in the phone book, they had phone books in those days, for the address of the nearest mosque, so that I could go there. I just wanted to become a Muslim. So I tried to, the address, I didn't understand the, it told me the address, and when I looked for it, I couldn't find the mosque when I went to look, because I didn't know the area too well. It was in the near the town centre, this was in Doncaster, and I couldn't find it, so I went back home, and my, that's because obviously I've not told anybody that, you know, I want to become a Muslim. So I used the opportunity to tell my mum, I want to become a Muslim. I said to her, look, you know, I've decided that I'm going to become a Muslim. And she said to me, oh, it's a very strict religion. So first of all, I didn't even realise, I mean, I'd never heard of Islam, but she seems to know, you know, it's a very strict religion. And then she said, I'll phone the mosque for you to see if, you know, what you have to do, which, you know, I'm a bit surprised that, but then she phoned it, but, you know, typical in all masjids, nobody answered the phone. So I said, well, okay, I'll just go down on the weekend and I'll have another look to see if I can find it. So I went down, and I remember, because I must have caught the prayer time, because as I walked in, people were walking out. And I'll never forget, there's a guy, and his name's Dr. Shah. Obviously, I didn't know that at the time, but, and he won't remember this, but, well, I don't even know if he's still alive, to be honest with you, because we were pretty old at that time. As he was walking out, he extended his hand to shake mine, and I didn't know what he was doing, so I just walked straight past him. And to this day, I regret doing that. I wish I'd have, obviously, he's giving me salam, but obviously, that time, I didn't know. So I just walked straight past him, and I walked into the masjid, and it's like a foyer there, and all the people had gone, but the imam was still hanging around. So he walked past me, so I'm just stood there where you take your shoes off, and he walked past and didn't say anything. He just walked off into another room, so I just stood there waiting, didn't know what to do. And then he came back again, and he walked away again, and then he came back again, and he came back again with a piece of paper. So he gave me the piece of paper, so I'm looking at it, and it's just a chart with numbers on it. I didn't have a clue what it was. So I just stayed there, just stood there, I didn't say anything. He walked off at this point, and I just stayed there. I didn't know what to do. What's this? What's he giving me this for? So he came back a couple of minutes later. He says, well, he goes, can I help you? I says, yeah, I've come to become a Muslim. He says, oh, I thought you were already a Muslim. Because of my complexion, he thought I was Moroccan or Algerian or something like that. So he says, I thought you were already a Muslim. He says, go home now. Come back tomorrow. He said, make sure you take a shower. Don't take a bath, take a shower. And come back and we'll do it. Now, this was his practice, this, because a couple of years later, or a year later, I did it. Another person came in wanting to become Muslim, and he said exactly the same to them. So it was his practice to send them away, bring them back the next day, you know, like when people want to become Muslim these days, we drag them as quick as possible, give them Shahada before they even... He's sort of like... Because what you do is you get a lot of people who walk in and they may just be drunk or whatever, and there's no sincerity there. And it was his way of A, checking to see if you will come back, Well, B, doing it right in the terms of making sure that you take a shower and things like that, because there is a way. You are supposed to like have a hustle before. But obviously, it's not necessary, but it's just one of them things that he did.
But was it sort of like a test to check if you're going
to... I think he was testing to see if I'd come back. It was just his way. It was his way. Somebody asked me a year later... Well, they asked me, but I discussed it with them, and I told them this story, and they said, well, what if you'd have died? You know what I mean? You should have just given your shahada there. I said, well, it don't make any difference, because your intention is pure. So if I had died, the intention was still there anyway, so it doesn't make any difference. But he needs to make sure, for practical reasons, that... You know, this person, he's probably had it plenty of times in the past where people have come in and then they just never show up. But, so that's his way anyway. So basically, with him saying, take a shower, not a bath, he specifically said that.
Shit, okay.
Take a shower, not a bath, because he's running water into
his feet.
I didn't have a shower, because I live with my mum and we didn't have a shower, but my dad did. So me being, I was only 17 at the time, so I was just like, I wanted to follow it by the letter of the law. He said that, so I thought to myself, telling your mum you want to become a Muslim is one thing, but telling my dad is something completely different. And I wanted to avoid that confrontation, but I thought, I'm going to have to go to his house to take a shower. Ergo, I'm going to have to tell him why I'm taking a shower. You don't just turn up at somebody's house, well, it's my dad's house, but... And say, look, he's obviously going to ask why. And I was replaying it in my head all the time. And I said to him, look, I'm... So I got to the house and I said, I want to take a shower. He goes, why? And, you know, everything I've replayed in my head, how it's going to go, that's how it went, apart from the end. So he said, I said, look, I want to take a shower. He said, why? He says, I've decided I'm going to become a Muslim. And he said, okay, go take a shower and then I'll take you to the mosque. Now... I know for a fact that he's against me becoming a Muslim. I didn't know it then, but I know it now. And he's never like disowned me or anything like that. And I know I have known other people who have been disowned. So it was a big surprise to me for him to say, I'll take you to the mosque. So I took the shower and everything, and he drove into the mosque, dropped me off, and I went in. And the same imam was there. And he took me into a room, and he, somebody else was there as well, and then we went through the Shahada, and also Surah Al-Fatiha as well, which I'm not quite sure why we did that, but we did it. And it was funny because in the Malcolm X film, he recites Surah Al-Fatiha while he's in the masjid. So obviously, having watched that film so many times, I'd actually already... like, knew the pronunciation and everything of Surah Al-Fatiha. So when I said it, he was shocked, thinking like, well, you've said it like almost perfectly. Obviously, I didn't tell him that I'd watched it and heard it. But and that was it. So the sheet of paper that he gave me at the beginning when I wondered, what's this?
Random piece of paper.
That was a Ramadan timetable. Oh. Because it was the first of Ramadan. So when I accepted Islam, it was the first of Ramadan, and that was the story of that. And then from there, the